Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special teaching on reigning in life was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar. And now, here's Andrew.
I said, that doesn't mean that you're going to get out of this cell. I could free you. I could unlock the door. I could actually have a court order that sets you free. But unless you get up off the bunk, put your shoes on, push the door open, walk past the guards believing that you are free, you could be freed and yet stay in bondage and live in a cell the rest of your life. And this is what Christians are doing. Christians are saying, oh God, set me free from this the whole time. You've been freed. If you are dead when you got born again, you are dead to Christ, is what these first few verses say. You have been freed, but you have to get up and start walking in your freedom. And I can guarantee you, Satan, the old jailer, will come around and say, you can't do that. You can't overcome this. You've failed every time you've ever tried it. And he'll tell you that you're still in prison and you're just going to have to stand on the Word of God and say, no, I've been freed and I am going to walk in freedom. Walking in freedom is up to you. It's God's part to free you. He freed you, but whether you walk free is up to you, whether you renew your mind and recognize some things. Grace reigns through righteousness, understanding what has happened to you in your spirit man. And most people don't know that they've been freed. And so they are sitting there feeling that it's justice for me to be behind bars. It's justice for me to be sick. It's justice for me to be poor. It's justice for me to have my marriage fail because I haven't been the husband or the wife that I'm supposed to be. And so you just take what you deserve when the whole time God has given you what Jesus earned for you and not what you deserved. Man, that is great news. In verse 8, now if we be dead with Christ, which the previous verses says you are, we believe that we shall also live with Him. Now notice, being dead with Christ is true. But whether you live in that freedom is dependent on some things. The next verse says, in verse 9, knowing that Christ. This is just like verse 6. You have to know this. You also have to know some things. And right here it says, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. There are some people that have been raised to say, well, when you got born again, you died with Christ. But your old man resurrects every day. And you have to die to yourself daily. And you have to die to this sin nature. That is not true. This is liken it to the death that Christ died. And it says you have to know this, that Christ died. He dies no more. Let's see, where is that? Verse 9, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. In verse 10, for in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed. That means in truth, in reality, unto sin. Not the actions of sin. You can still commit actions, but you are dead to that sin nature. Nothing compels you anymore. Your old nature, your old man is gone, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the same way that Jesus died once and He never dies again, death has no more dominion over Him, you've got to see that you died unto sin one time when you got born again, and Satan no longer has the right to make you sick, angry, bitter, poor, depressed, discouraged, anything. The only reason you have any of those things operate in your life is because you haven't renewed your mind and you still are programmed by the old man and see yourself as weak and inferior. You don't know who you are. You know, when I was a kid, I remember that, I don't know if everybody had this problem, but I used to have problems buttoning my shirt. And I would always wind up with it buttoned wrong. And I remember my dad saying, what's wrong with you? And trying to get me to button my shirt. The reason I mention that is to say, I know it didn't just come naturally. Because I can remember. I'm old enough to remember having trouble buttoning my shirt. And yet, guess what? I buttoned my shirt tonight and I don't even remember doing it. It's like it just came naturally. But I know it didn't come naturally because I can remember when it used to be hard. But now I've done it so many times, I can button my shirt and I don't ever get it wrong. I always get it right. Some people might say, well, it just comes naturally. No, it's an acquired trait. You can do something so many times that after a while, it's like it's just a part of your nature and it just automatically works. And that's what happened. Many of you have just been mean and angry and bitter and selfish and depressed and on it goes, all these negative things. You've done it for so many decades that you think, I just can't help it. It's my nature, but it's not true. Your old man, according to the scripture, is dead, and you have to reckon it dead. You have to, in Texas, we would say, somebody says, are you coming over? Well, I reckon so. That means you can count on it. You can count on it. You have to believe, reckon yourself to be dead unto sin, but alive unto God. You are dead, and the only reason that we are still bound is because we have done these ungodly things and ungodly attitudes so long that we feel like it's a part of our nature, but it's not. And you can renew your mind, and you can literally change, be transformed through the renewing of your mind so that you prove the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I know people that before they got born again were just dope heads. They were way out there. And they get born again, and now they tell me about what they used to be like. They show me their driver's license before they got born again. They tell me what their life used to be like, and I look at them and I'd say, if I didn't believe you and trust you as being an honest person, I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe that you were ever that way. They are so transformed that you could never imagine it. I had an uncle that used to smoke, and he smoked 2 or 3 packs of cigarettes a day. And this is back in the 1920s or something like that, 20s and 30s. And he had a doctor show him a cadaver, and they cut a person's lungs in two and saw the black stuff that was in the lungs. And my uncle got sick and threw up and never smoked another cigarette. And I mean, to the day he died, when he was nearly 90 years old, if he smelt cigarettes, he would throw up. He went exactly the opposite. And people think, well, you can't change like that. But see, it was just a total renewing of his mind. He saw something that motivated him, and he was totally different. This is why I disagree with things like the 12-step programs. I'm not saying that they don't work, and they may be a good step for some people based on where they are, and it could actually help them to a degree. But the thing I disagree with them is they just constantly reinforce, like Alcoholics Anonymous. You'll stand up and say, hello, my name's Andrew. I've been a drunk for 30 years, but I've been sober for 10. Yeah, and that's what they'll do. You've been there, huh? But see, the thing I disagree is that when you come to Jesus, you aren't a drunk anymore. You were a drunk, but you've been changed, and you do not have to live the rest of your life with a drunk mentality. But in a sense, this is what most Christians do. They no longer are the whoremonger or the liar or the thief or whatever. They aren't committing the actions, but they still see themselves as this adulterer, this liar, this thief, just forgiven. That's not true. Your nature has changed. And if you could renew yourself and see yourself that I am totally free, you could not only break the habits and quit doing the things, but you could be free from the guilt and the condemnation, knowing that I'm a brand new person, and you don't go through your life feeling like that you're just one drink away from being off the wagon again. No, I'm a totally changed person. Amen. It's a totally different approach. Man, I had so much to share and I'm out of time. I had some really good things I'm getting to, but you know what? The heart can't absorb more than the seat can endure. And so I'm going to take a break. I don't ever finish. I just quit. And we'll take this up again tomorrow morning. And I've got some great things to show you right here. I didn't get to those tonight. But if you could understand what I'm saying, that your nature has been changed. You are not by nature anymore a child of the devil. There is no relationship between you and the devil except your unrenewed mind, your memory of when you lived under His control and dominance. And if you could get into the Word of God and see that you're a brand new person and that you've been changed, and renew your mind and begin to identify with who you are in Christ and what you have in Christ, and see yourself as an overcomer, above only and not beneath, the head and not the tail. And if you could see yourself that way, you would be that way. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23:7. I tell you, this is critical. This is so important. And yet most people don't go by what the Word says. They go by how they feel. And they know that they still have, like say for instance, maybe you operated in sexual sin before you got born again. And you know what? You're still tempted. And you think, I'm just the same. I've just now am forgiven. No, that's not so. The part of you that was bound to that and didn't have the ability to overcome it has been destroyed. It's dead. It's gone. And the only reason you are still bound to that is because you haven't renewed your mind. You haven't changed the programming. You are still indulging yourself in some things that you shouldn't be doing. You shouldn't be thinking on that. And you ought to rechange. You ought to change yourself. Amen? That is awesome. And there's not a lot of Christians that really understand their right standing with God, and that's why grace isn't reigning through righteousness unto eternal life. Most Christians are living a substandard life because they don't know these things. They are saying, I am by nature defeated. And if you believe that, it will empower the devil. It will empower the devil. Most people approach Satan as a superior foe, when the truth is he's a defeated foe. And he does not have any rights. This is why the Bible says we have to stand against the wiles of the devil. Satan doesn't have power to make anybody do anything. His only power is deception and lies. That's why the truth will make you free. When you know the truth, all of a sudden the power of deception is gone and you are instantly freed from him.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on reigning in life. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2012 Chicago Gospel Truth Seminar, and it's available for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM252 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify CD or DVD.
I'd like to remind you that today is the last day that we're going to make this product available to you, and I really believe it's important for you to get this. Now, we are going to continue to offer the whole album and the teaching, but the individual teachings we offer one at a time. And we do this for people who could not or would not send in an offering to get the entire teaching. We offer each individual CD in the set available one at a time. My partners have enabled me to do that. And today will be our last day to offer this individual teaching. So please listen to our announcer as he gives the information about how you can get these materials, and then call or write today.
The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.